Amen. Hallelujah, church. Be seated. Our offering stewards can come and collect our offering. And I would like to invite Thomas Stone to come and pray for us. Thomas is going to speak on our behalf to God and to say thank you to him.
Dear God, I thank you for the offering, and I thank you for the money that people have put in the offering and the fruit. I pray that you will bless it, and I pray for that you will bless all the people who have put money in, and I pray for a good day. And pray that we can use the money in a good way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Thomas. In Children's Church, part of what we do is to take quite seriously what God has entrusted to us. And so it's just really brave of Thomas to come today and to say thank you to the Lord on our behalf. And what we want to show them, that it's such a normal thing for us to talk. And that we don't have to be afraid of the adults who listen to us. So let's continue. Jesus is the reason for our worship. Jesus is the reason for our worship. Jesus is the key. It's all about him. If not for him, guess what? None of us would be here. We wouldn't. We would be elsewhere. And maybe some of us have already been floating off in our minds, I don't know, to Fiji or to Raro or to somewhere else where the sun is shining a whole lot more, to the Caribbean. But, you know, when you come to church, it's not just a, oh, look at me, I'm here, tick the box. It is a choice you make to come and partner with us, partner with God, and to encounter him. And so, during the first day of the feast, the temple was illuminated. It was a glorious thing. And you know, back in the day, God had been very specific about what his temple needed to look like. And so these candelabras were there and the chandeliers, and it was beautiful. And so if your imagination can reach there, or if you have an image of it, then visualize what the temple would have looked like on the first day of the feast, illuminated. I'm going to invite Amanda to come and to light these candles. And as they came on the first day, do you know where the light was shining brightest in the temple? The light was shining brightest in the women's quarter. It's true, I'm not making it up. In the women's quarter. And the lights would be, these candles would be lit there. So Amanda will light four candles for us. Each of these candle holders had four candles. And so imagine, picture this, these 16 beautiful blazes leaping from the sky to these lampstands. Now remember that the temple was on a hill. And so as, thank you, Amanda. We'll leave them for now. As they were lit, one after the other, after the other, the whole hill was glowing so that people far off could see there was light in the house of the Lord. Now, question central. Can people far off see there's light in this house of the Lord? How are we shining our light? Hey? Or are we kind of covering our light? Far off, people could see. And everyone, according to scripture, everyone knew The feast was happening with the people of God. So when people walk past our property, will everyone know that there's worship happening in this house of God? That we are feasting on His goodness. Rodney. Now, besides the light, church, are you traveling with me into Jerusalem and getting a sense of God's heart? And when the lamps were lit, the trumpets would sound. So if you could not see the light, then you would hear the rejoicing. Don Rodney. With Jesus. See, this was there in the temple in Jerusalem. And they were looking for the Messiah to come. And then He came. And with Jesus, God's glory filled the temple. Amen. Awesome. And Jesus also went to the temple during the feast to make an announcement. He didn't just go there. He too just went there. He didn't just bring His harvest, although He too brought His harvest. But when He came and the glory, the Shekinah glory of God shone in that temple, He made an announcement. And He too, listen, church, I'm not making it up, it's in scripture, hey? Where did they light the candles? In the women's quarter. Guess where Jesus Christ Himself went to go make this announcement? In the court where the women were gathering. How awesome is our God? That He loves us completely. He loves us equally. And He said, when He got there, this was His announcement. I am now the light. I am the light. I am the light of this world. And whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness again. Can you see it? Can you picture that what the prophets have talked about over there? And with their shelter, Christ came and He said, I am the light. And whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So if you have Christ, you have life. When you have Christ, you have life. And this fulfills the prophecy that Isaiah made. And the trumpet sounded. Thank you, Rodney. Well, actually, Rodney, we're not quite done. Not quite there. Yeah, you see, you missed that bit in the script. So, on the seventh day of the festival, it also became known as the great day. On the eighth day, complete wholeness. Seventh day, perfect number of God. Eighth day, complete wholeness. We are all restored to Jesus Christ. And on this seventh day, that was called the great day. And they would celebrate a water ceremony. See if I get my water ceremony right. And hopefully the guys will have the slides on. And Jesus reminded them of the time when he healed a blind man, bathed his eyes after he put clay over them. And the priest would then show the simple, and Christ is doing the same for us. And the priest would have a pitcher of water, not a picture, a pitcher of water. And he would pour this water, and there would be a response from the people. Yeah, so how's your imagination doing? Are you happy to respond today? Yeah. There was a response from the people. And so on our slide, we should have, there we go. I will pour and you will respond. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
Awesome. And then the trumpet sounded. Don't you love the Israelites? Or love God? Amen. And then when Jesus saw them once again. I'm not going to ask Rodney to blow again first there. But when he was in the temple, right? He's walking them through scripture. He sees the priest doing the response ceremony with the water. And Jesus then says, what is he saying? Anyone who is thirsty, come. Come to me. Anyone who is thirsty, let him come and drink. And he who believes me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. We're going to invite our team to come and we're going to worship God in song. Feel free to sit and listen, stand and sing, kneel.